wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, folks. You know, we always talk about the budget and Congress and how do we help folks who are most in need. And on Washington Watch on Sunday, we were talking to Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, and he talked about what he calls the Clyburn Amendment that really could help folks most in need. And so I wanted to have him on this morning to really talk about this because it's a very interesting concept. He joins us right now. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, before we get there, I also know this morning you and others are headed to the funeral of a congressman, Donald Payne of New Jersey, and so we certainly give our condolences to his family. So please pass it on.
Thank you very much. We all headed off this morning.
So this Clyburn Amendment, it's an interesting concept where it's a 10-20-30 concept. Explain to our audience exactly what it is and how does it help the people who are most in need, especially African-Americans and others?
Well, thank you so much for having me. You may recall that during the debate over the recovery package, there were all kinds of discussions as to what we need to do, why we can't do things that are race specific and that sort of thing. So I decided that we ought to find a way to focus on those communities of need. And so what we developed was a concept that in the rural development section of the recovery package, we put in this 10-20-30 requirement. It means that the 10% of that money, the resources in that particular section, to go to those communities where 20% or more of the population have been living below the poverty level for the last 30 years.
Right.
So then we did that, and we saw some significant results. These are communities, if you're in Kentucky or, say, West Virginia, these are white communities. If you're out in say, Arizona, or maybe New Mexico, they are Latino. If you're out in Alaska or South Dakota, they're Native Americans. If you're in Mississippi and South Carolina, they would be African Americans. So this means that you will be focusing on need, and we have some significant results. At least four rural water projects that came into South Carolina that never would have gotten there otherwise. So that's what we are talking about. And it's a very simple concept. And I might say this. There are 474 counties in the country that fall into this category.
Right.
Two-thirds of those counties are represented by Republicans. So there's nothing partisan about this. There's nothing ethnic about it. It focuses on need, and I do believe it is something we ought to do throughout the government.
Right.
I sat down with CBO,
right,
and they had said it's a good concept, and the president said he would support it if we put it in the legislation.
So so one of the things that you also would like is for, you know, if the president really could come out publicly and really talk about this, because really, Tom, what's great about this, when he said 474 counties, you have lots of Republicans who back this. You obviously have Democrats who back this. And so we get away from all of this drama in terms of, so people say, well, how can you specifically help African-Americans and others? By following this, this is a way to do it. And Congressman, you need this to be passed by law, but also the cabinet secretaries could just simply enact this in ways as well.
Well, I think so. A lot of it would have to have statute, but I think that nobody would be insulted by it.
Well, I think it's a great concept. It's the Clyburn Amendment, the 10-20-30 concept. So hopefully Congress could do more with it because the people who are hurting the most, that's who should be getting the resources when it comes to the federal budget. Congressman Clyburn, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you so much for having me.